This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
The U.S. Supreme Court on Tuesday extended a freeze on the Texas Senate Bill 4. The stay will last until March 18th. During this time, the court will consider whether or not it will allow Texas to enforce the bill, which would make crossing the border illegally a crime. The first offense would be a misdemeanor, punishable by up to 6 months in jail. And additional offenses could result in a second-degree felony with a punishment of 2 to 20 years. I'm Brie Flores, and Texas wants to know, what's the latest on SB 4? I spoke with LP Phillips. He's one of our reporters here on KRLD. You may hear him throughout the day with breaking news relating to crime and law. So LP, thank you for joining me today. And of course, you know, we've been following a little bit about the Texas Senate Bill 4. Let's break it down first. And can you please describe what is that? Also known as the SB 4.
Well, SB 4 is one of the toughest immigration bills ever passed by a state in the United States of America. What it effectively does, it gives police a chance to arrest people who they think are illegally in the country and bring them before a judge, and a state judge has the ability to go ahead and hold a hearing and deport them without going through the normal procedures.
And so that was passed last year, correct?
Right, passed and signed into law. And they actually put a stop on it when they signed it into law. The governor more or less challenged this. He wants to get it before the Supreme Court is what he wants to do. So he challenged it in an effort to have appeals. He wanted somebody to sue him so they could take this through the courts. That's where it is now. It hasn't made it up to the Supreme Court for a hearing on the merits of the law yet. And as a matter of fact, really, it's still back at the state district court level for that. But that's where things more or less have gone.
Can you explain the dates of who signed it and how it got up to this point?
Initially, it was to take effect March 5th. It was signed into law last year. But when the governor signed it there at the border, big ceremony, had his seal and all that, when he signed it, he actually said at the time that we're not going to begin enforcing this until March 4th. And that was going to give ample times for the expected appeals. Well, it went through the appeals process. It went through a U.S. District Court judge. The U.S. District Court judge paused the bill, put a stop on it, and said it's not going to take effect until we have a chance to hear the arguments on both sides, everyone make their case on this, and then we'll have a ruling on it. But until that happens, I'm going to stop the bill from taking effect March 5th. Well, immediately, the Attorney General's office appealed to the 5th District U.S. Court of Appeals. For this area, that's in New Orleans. And the justices there, the way the Court of Appeals works, three judges out of the whole panel of all the judges against, more than a dozen, three judges are assigned every case. And they make the decision whether to uphold or overturn what the previous judge did. Now, the previous judge did not rule on the merits of the law. All he said was he was going to pause the law until they could have a hearing. So the appeal was whether the law should be paused from taking effect. And the Fifth Circuit overturned the district court judge and said, no, the law will take effect when it's supposed to take effect. Mm-hmm. Well, that got appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court. And again, we're just talking about the pause here. We haven't gotten to the law yet. No. And the U.S. Supreme Court issued effectively two stays. One was to expire within a week, and then that's just been extended. Now March 18th is the new target date. And it's up to the Supreme Court to decide, are we going to hear this? And if so, are we going to pause it until we hear it? Or are we going to kick it back? And keep in mind, this is only over whether the law should take effect at all, not over whether it's constitutional.
What is the normal process for a case to reach the Supreme Court?
The normal appeals process is a district court judge hears the arguments on both sides and then makes a ruling. And then the ruling can be appealed all the way, you know, back and forth and to and from the Supreme Court. We have not gotten that far yet. We haven't gotten to arguing about whether the law is constitutional or not, and there are solid arguments on two sides for this. All we've gotten to the Supreme Court is whether or not there should be a stay of this law until it's argued. And the Supreme Court could, in theory, take this up and hear arguments on it. That's a rare thing. They don't usually do that. They let the judges at the lower levels argue it, hear the law, go through the appellate process. They hear the appeals and the research is done on what other laws may apply to this and what other rulings may apply to this. Then it gets to the Supreme Court.
What argument is each side making?
The U.S. government says immigration is a settled federal issue. You can't have a patchwork of states, each one having that's on the border or on a Gulf, for instance. You know, you got Alabama, you got Florida, you got Georgia, any of those Gulf states having their own immigration laws, and then the immigrants just going around that to another state where it might be less or more severe. You need one solid law. And they're arguing that something called the Supremacy Clause, which has been litigated time and again, the Supremacy Clause gives the federal government the ability to handle federal cases. And immigration has been time and again ruled under the Supremacy Clause. Well, now there's a new U.S. Supreme Court. The justices are no longer 5-4, maybe one will switch, maybe one won't. It's a solid 6-3 conservative block. And that's where Governor Abbott is making his claim, saying, look, we have got what amounts to an invasion here. He is saying, you know, the federal government, for all it's supposed to be doing, is not doing the job correctly. We as Texans have the right to stand in, and we have the right to protect the state and our borders and make sure that our citizens are safe. And Governor Abbott's position is we should be able to protect Texas. That's why we're doing this. And I think what he's doing here, and the reason he's asking for the appeals, he wants it to be settled. He doesn't want this to be anywhere in the air. He wants it to go all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court and test whether these three new conservative judges that were appointed under President Trump are going to side with Texas.
How does this kind of affect the law enforcement in Texas?
I guess that's going to depend on each how it just pans out. Cities anywhere in Texas, I suppose, and more towards the border areas, it's up to the police chief to say, do it or don't. You know, if you see somebody you suspect being in here illegally and you have good reason for it, you just can't find somebody with dark hair and looks like me and says, you know, you can't do that and arrest them. You've got to have some sort of reason to believe they are illegally in the country. And then it goes before a judge, and the judge has every reason under the SB4 to say, I'm deporting you back to where you came from. How's it going to be enforced? Who knows?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
So how would it affect Texans, the bill itself?
Well, I mean, we're the state that's passing it, so we're the first state with this, and we're the only state that's got SB 4. Even if it's upheld, another state could theoretically pattern itself after it. You know, you've got New Mexico, you've got Arizona, you got California. Those states, except for Arizona, are mostly left-leaning. Arizona is on the border right now. No pun intended. About which way they're going on this, they could take a look at how Texas did the law and pass their own laws. So if it were upheld, it would only be Texas that is under SB 4. What does it mean for the state? Well, it means that the police officers, especially in the border area, would have the right to, again, arrest somebody they suspect being in the country illegally and take them before a judge and see if they can deport them.
So what is the reaction right now that the bill is going through hearings, it's on a temporary stop? What is the reaction that people have?
Generally, I think there are two camps here. Texans are sort of frustrated up in this area with the number of illegal immigrants coming in. And they want something done about it. Down in the border area, you know, they're really overwhelmed with the number of people swarming across the border. And it is a big problem that everyone acknowledges. And I think one of the things that you're seeing here is the politics playing out in this. We are in an election year, and there was a bipartisan bill worked out that would have made this whole thing unnecessary had they passed it in Washington. But according to some, President Trump himself said, "I don't want that passed. It's not a good bill." The president, former president, has said it's a terrible bill, that it gives up more than if we have nothing. And he didn't want that bill passed. Others on the Democratic side say he's just trying to torpedo the bill so that it's something he could march around and say, you know, look, they don't have anything here. And it's not my fault. It was a lower immigration problem when I was in office than when President Biden was. So it's being played out in politics. If they had passed, and it doesn't look like this is going to happen, but if they had passed it, it wouldn't be necessary.
Thank you so much for your time. It was wonderful.
Always.
The next step for the bill is for the Fifth Circuit to hear arguments on the merits of SB 4. A deadline of what was originally pushed back to March 13th is now March 18th from SCOTUS Justice Alito. I'm Bree Flores at News Radio 1080, KRLD in Dallas-Fort Worth. Thanks for joining me for Texas Wants to Know. If you like the show, please give us a rating and a review wherever you listen to podcasts. I wrote, produced, and edited this episode with editorial support from Cooper Maugh. Original music is by Michael Eisenstein. Odyssey's managing producer for National News Podcast is Myron Kaplan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. You can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.